Morning, everyone. Could I ask a very serious question this morning? What's wrong with all these chairs? I need help to see you away over the back there. I had a shower this morning. Here's what is going to happen, though. You can enjoy being there for the moment, but this is going to be quite interactive. We're going to be moving you around a little bit later, so if you didn't come prepared for that, too bad. But welcome, everybody. It's good to have you here today. Special welcome to Francis and Keith. Thank you for joining us today. We feel honoured, you know, the first of their retirement, really, joining us. Wonderful. I'd like to start. We're going to have a slightly different time this morning before we eat and hang out together as we do on these occasions. But we're going to actually worship without music. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Of course you can. I want to read to you from Psalm 100. And then I'd just like to simply invite anybody that would like to lead us in prayer as we start our time here today. So Psalm 100, lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere.
Yay!
It took a while, but we got there. As you serve him, be glad and worship him. That's the point. As you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure. You can pass through his open gates with password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving and come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good, ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you, so kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. Isn't that a wonderful psalm? That's from the Passion Translation. And I just invite one or two might like to lead us in prayer this morning as we gather together. Good thing, and we're not in church this morning, so you can do that.
Lord, we thank you so much that we can call ourselves your kids.
Right.
Lord, that we're here, gathered here together, Lord, of one heart and one mind to know, to worship, and to be because of your presence, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that this morning, Lord, we are that dot, so to speak, in the center of your being, that you surround us, Lord, with love and kindness, with goodness, with mercy. Lord, that today is a day that you choose to lavish your love upon our lives, that your favor would be extended into every corner to meet every need here this morning. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time. We thank you for family. It means so much to you. Yes. Help us to understand what it means to us to be connected together in you.
Mm. Well, thank you for the beauty of this place. And as we look out, just the mist in the valley and just the light rain, Lord, it's an awesome thing just to see what the day is today and appreciate it for what it is. Lord, just the gentle rain that we so badly need for the farmland. And Lord, we want to praise you for that. I want to thank you for this lovely home that we can come to that is big enough for more than what's already here. And Lord, we thank you for Judy and Christine for just opening their home up to us. And today as we come and worship and honour you, and listen to what you have to say to us. Lord, I pray it would sink deep into our hearts, that it wouldn't just be words spoken, but it would be something that would go right down deep into our heart, and we'd be thinking about the week, working on it, mulling through it, and just letting it sit and letting you speak to us through it.
Lord, sometimes it's so hard because we keep putting a lid on our emotions, but today my heart is just so heavy and so joyful. Lynn coming in, Esther coming in, Eleanor coming in, and seeing Keith and Francis and everybody that's arrived, my heart is just rejoicing, because these are my brothers and sisters, and these are the ones that you love and you care for. These are the ones that have stood beside us and supported us, and they've come into our valley like Jim and Margaret. Lord, everyone in this room is just such a gift for me, and everyone has come with a memory of this place, like Jeff, and we have memories of this place, and Jim, and all these sorts of things, and it's all been tied up because you've been in charge of this farm and this beautiful setting that you've created. So our hearts just say thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you, and all the emotions that we have within you, just let them out so we can glorify and praise you, to whom it really, really, really belongs to. You're wonderful.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord, like Judy, and it brings joy to my heart also that there's something happening in the valley, the head of the valley, that for so long there's been such resistance, and so few people know you in it or acknowledge you. And Lord, we thank you that this would be like a stump in the ground announcing that you are coming to the valley. This day, as we sing and make a joyful noise that is dedicated to you, but Lord, we would pray that you have your way in this valley. That whatever is withholding and has over the years, Lord, their power will be broken. And your Holy Spirit will roam over this place. Have your way in us today and over the valley, Lord. In Jesus' name we would ask.
Yes. Yes, God.
You saw this morning, just looking out from where we are, up this way, with just this cloud over here, and normally you're not heading towards a cloud here in the clear sky, but Lord, thank you that you've shown us in the past that you lead by cloud by day, fire by night, and Lord, this is where you are, this is where we're heading, to be here with you this morning. Thank you for gathering us, and we're expected to have ears to hear you.
Amen. Thank you for leading us.